Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
If you're out keeping an eye out for some of the wildlife around Newcastle and the Hunter, and we know that over the last 20 years or so, whale watching season, more and more and more humpbacks making their way up and down the coast. The dolphin population is getting stronger and stronger, but what about turtles? And if you're a regular surfer or a regular paddler, you see them from time to time, but how many are out and about? Well, that is the question that this lady would really love to know. Rochelle Ferris, PhD student at James Cook University in Queensland. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
What's it like in Queensland? It's always sunny, isn't it?
Oh, it is always, but I work externally, actually, Todd, and I live in Byron Bay, right next to the Cape Byron Marine Park, which is where I spend a lot of my time, and it's much beautiful down here, if you ask me.
Geez, sorry for the fact that you've got to wake up every morning in Byron Bay, but, Newcastle and the Hunter, I'm looking through our webcams over the coast at the moment, and it looks fantastic. You love turtles, don't you?
I love turtles. I've been working with them for about 20 years from the Ballina Sea Turtle Hospital, and I want to know more.
Okay, so what do you actually want to know? And you're on the hunt for citizen scientists to invade the private lives of the turtles around the Hunter.
I am. What I'm interested to know is how far south sea turtles are residing in New South Wales, and do we need to protect them? What habitat are they using? What species are there, and what size are they? So everything, all sea turtles, I want to know right across the coastline as far down as Eden.
Okay.
And around Newcastle is not far for some hot spots for turtles. We've had satellite tracking from Port Stephens and Sydney, so there's definitely got to be some in your backyard, and I'd like to hear all about them.
How many different species have we got? We look at dolphins and we think there's only one species of dolphin. We know humpback whales. Are there many, or are they the green turtle? What are they?
Green turtle is the most common species found across the East Coast and in New South Wales from my experience. In the last 18 months, I've been puddle ducking myself around the marine parks, and I've seen green turtles and hawksbills most commonly. In the deeper waters, you'll come across loggerhead turtles, and more rarely, you'll see a leatherback.
We generally tend to have some sad stories when it comes to turtles in relation to pollution, the plastics pollution, and that must be a real concern for people like you studying these animals.
It is. They're under a lot of threats at all stages of their life history, and all of those stages are represented in New South Wales. We have sea turtles that nest in New South Wales. We have sea turtles that are foraging here, migrating from different areas, and also sea turtles that are courting here as well, but they're a bit harder to spot.
Okay, so as someone who doesn't know what a courting turtle looks like, I've got a bit of an idea if they're eating, because I'm fairly smart, but how do you know if a sea turtle is courting? Are they putting on the aftershave? What are they doing?
Yeah, the ladies have got the earrings on, and they're out and on the town. they'll be larger turtles. So the shell of the turtle will probably be over a metre in length, and they'll be in a bit deeper water rather than the shallow feeding areas that you'll see them in, and not on beaches nesting. They'll be in a bit deeper water. There'll usually be at least one male and one female trying to copulate, and possibly a couple of other males trying to get in on the action too. So if you look out in the deeper water, away from the shallower areas, and you see turtles interacting with each other, very likely that they're undertaking some kind of courting behaviour, and that's really interesting.
I'm thinking the turtle world's not that different to the human world, is it? One male and one female and a couple of guys trying to get in on the action as well.
Poor ladies, they have a hard time.
Oh, they certainly do. Look, I was mentioning before we came on air, I do a bit of stand-up paddling. I was at Blackneds Bay, which is just off the inlet to Lake Macquarie at Swansea Channel. And there's a turtle that's noodling around there, and it's amazing. You're paddling along, you see them having a bit of a bite on the grass. What can people do? So you're looking to see about nesting, feeding, and also courting. We're going to have the link to how you can be a part of the survey. How many people, and basically, you're prepared to take information from anyone?
From anyone, anywhere, absolutely. You don't have to be from New South Wales. You could have just visited on holidays, or you might be a resident. One of the most exciting responses I've had so far was a scuba diver down in Jarvis Bay. She's been recording her turtle sightings for 17 years. Can you believe it? Turtles have been resident in Jarvis Bay for at least 17 years, and that's fantastic information for us. We currently don't know really what species we have across the coastline and where they're using the habitat. So I need to do some matching with some environmental niche mapping so we can identify the habitat the sea turtles are likely to use, and using all of this fabulous data from the citizen scientists about where they've seen them, we can match that data up, see which areas turtles are using, and make sure that those areas either get future monitoring and conservation to protect the areas.
considering we're getting worse and worse with plastic pollution, one of the good sides to it is, especially around the Lake Macquarie area, the water quality is getting better. We're seeing more dolphins. For a lot of people, it's kind of scary. We're seeing more sharks. So we are getting clearer water. So hopefully, more and more turtles. Rochelle, thanks very much. We'll see if we can rustle up as many citizen scientists as we can for you.
Thank you very much. Keep those eyes peeled, and I can't wait to hear about the sightings. 2NURFM 103.7.